Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome concerts, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome once again to Al Porter Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 44 already. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do everything we're supposed to do to make sure that we get our phone callers in so that we can at least get out of here within the hour. I'll look at about a few phone callers on the line, and welcome once again to Music Activism News, that abbreviation acronym that stands for MAN. If you're listening to Black on Black Crime Radio on blogtalkradio.com, thank you. And for those who wish, you can call the 646-478-0944 phone number to get in. If you're sending in anything MP3 format, commercials, music, send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you before I go to my phone lines. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Meat Out Records, 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always call back or press one. Look at it, the phone callers that I have. Like I'm saying, I'm let you get your minds right to make sure we get directed to what needs to be said. As I tell you, that looking good home improvement, residential, commercial and remodeling, new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation and repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, bath, kitchen, remodel, flooring, tile and wood, violation list repairs, 216-205-7247. 216-205-7247. That's LOOKIGGOODHOMEIMPROVEMENT.com. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. I have a whole lot of other things I could get into, but I will give you the basics for right now and come back. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on voiceitradio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. or BBCI Crime Fights. Alfred Porter Jr. period on Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Now, let me go into what I need to do before I get to some of the phone callers who are on the line, because then everybody will be mad if I don't get to my phone callers, including myself and the people in my staff. So, the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Honorable mention goes to Black House Sound, still dropping new material. Honorable mention goes to Mr. Solo, like his 90th new release this year alone. Honorable mention goes to, of course, C-Mone. Number 10 debuting Facebook Chris Zajac Live at the Tree Lawn. Number 9 debuting Facebook Triple X Play Mature Adults, or that's Facebook Play Triple X Mature Adults Music Video Shoot Kickback with E-Dub, Eric Wilson, which is happening now. It'll be happening after this show goes off the air, so it'll probably kick in for next week. Debuting at number 8 because of all the commercials that's going on. All Halloween parties, events, that's number 8. Number 7, moving up, Facebook was the 5th annual Toys for Tots White Party. Number 6, moving up, Facebook, Beats and Rhymes and Music, a spoken word, open mic at Larchmere Arts. It was, of course, the legendary Jazz Poets has something to do with that. Now, I have 5 more events to go to, but I'm going to taper that, get to them, start off with my phone caller, starting off with that 216-804 who started off first. 216-804, how are you doing?
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. This is Evangelist Brenda A. Fulmer. As my colleagues would call me, Queen B, on Block Talk Radio on 9 o'clock every night. How is everybody doing out there in Radio Land tonight?
Doing excellent. What about you?
I'm doing good, bro. Bump into you did earlier, didn't it? It's okay. It's all right. We salute them, brothers. Okay. Now, let's get down to business right now. Everybody, listen. The war is going over there in Jerusalem right now. And it hasn't stopped. It kind of calmed down a little bit, just a little bit. We got a war going on in the city. We got to come together, stop backbiting, and help one another. No matter what the situation or the circumstance look like, God is able to do anything but fail, okay? Sometimes it's best not to take matters in your own hands. Pray about it, go in your prayer closet and pray about it. Sometimes we get on the phone and text and tell everybody, they turn the story that you tell, they turn that story around and lie about it. Give me y'all where I'm going with this. Lie about it. By the time it get back to you, it's a whole new story. All right?
Right.
People need to practice what they preach. I'm sorry, bro. I had to go there with that. Practice what you preach and talk. Somebody always watching. Remember that, y'all. I tell my girls this all the time. They got their own families now. God bless them all. My grandchildren and my great-grand. Somebody is always watching. You don't know who's watching. God is already watching all over us because he got his whole hand stretched out in the whole world because he got the whole world in his hand, the whole entire world. Ain't nobody better than nobody else. The only one that's perfect on this earth is Jesus Christ. We all come short of the glory of God. We sin every day. Sin after sin. They're all of us. We got to put this hate out of our hearts and jealousy and start coming together. Because we ain't got much time, y'all. Time is winding up. Time is winding up. It's winding up. Read your Bibles. I read mine every day. Deuteronomy, Matthew, and Revelation. It tells the story what's going on right now, what's happening in the world. We living in the last evil days, y'all. So whatever you need to do, whatever you need to do, stop holding grudges, holding on. Some people that hold on a grudge 10, 12, 15 years and still ain't talk to their brother and sister and can't. It's sad when you see them in the same place, right? Y'all walk past by each other and can't say, how you doing? How's your day going? That's bad, y'all. I'm telling you now. I love everybody. I don't hate nobody.
Amen.
I don't hate nobody. You know what I said Wednesday night, bruh? That was on my heart. I had to get off my chest. Understand? When God worked with you and he put you something on your heart to say, you're supposed to go and say it. Because the blood is going to be in your hands if you don't do it. Believe me. And it works that way. He has the last say so on everything. I don't care what you got. You can't take it with you when you die. Because if you leave it with somebody else to enjoy when you leave here, remember that. Just come together, y'all. We got to come together. We only got 8 more Sundays left in this year. We got approximately 55 days left in this year. Thanksgiving is next month. Christmas is in December. I'm telling you, y'all, I don't know where this year went, but it went fast, fast, fast. Let you know time is winding up. You can sit down, time is passing by. Let's get this hate out of our hearts, y'all.
Amen.
We got to. We got to get this hate out of our hearts. There's so many families divided down the middle. We got to come together. I'm done with saying what I got to say tonight. That was on my heart to say. Go out to the family, to Al Porter, Ronnie B, Art, DJ Rock, Cowboy, Monica Prince Point, Miss Glass, Dolores, Major Powers, Squab Gotti, Major Tat, Deacon Dante Taylor, as well as myself, Queen B. We thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you, sir, for listening to us on Monday nights on Block Talk Radio, 9 o'clock. I love you. Like I said, every week, there's not a thing you can do about it. God bless each and every one of you out there in radio land. Have a blessed evening and a blessed week. And whatever you ask God in your prayer closet, he will provide. And he will answer. It's not going to work overnight. But when the prayer do answer, everybody have a different season and out of season. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm out. Peace out. God bless y'all.
No problem. We will get to our phone callers this evening so that nobody feels left off. Let's see. Going back to what the tie was for number 6, it was in the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Grandmaster Mayo, Northern Wind, Martial Arts School, he was honored at Black on Black Crime, Inc. meeting last Wednesday. That was number 6. Number 5, debuting October 22nd rally yesterday, National Day Against Police Brutality. And I'll stop and say number 4, debuting Alzheimer's March, which was last Saturday. That leaves us with 3 things left for our tops. But let's go to that 216-548. That is so peaceful. 216-548, how you doing out there?
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everyone. This is Reverend Pinckney Apostolette, presidential candidate for the United States of America for the 2024 election. I just heard Ms. Queen B. And I'd like for her to call me at area code 216-548-0820 and tell her what she's willing to do work with me so we can unite on one front. It's time for the sisters to pull it together and not be so divided among each other. Once the sisters pull together, then everything else will come together. And I would love a phone call from her to see what we can work on together with a deadline on when we can do it. And I would love if she would help me with my presidential election. And I wanted to just make it known, and I'm still available for rallies and speaking out and advocating for people, but no one has called me. So I haven't disappeared. It's just no one has called on me to do anything, so I'm still doing the work. I want to send out my endorsements and ask everyone not just to vote for me for 2024, but I would ask that everyone would vote for T.J. Tawan Dow for Cleveland Municipal Court Judge for this 2023 election in the Cleveland, Ohio area. I ask that you would also vote for Margo Somerville for Ward 3 of Akron, Ohio, for Ward 3 City Council, who is also the council president. I ask that you would write in and vote for Marco Somerville for mayor of Akron, Ohio, for this 2023 election. And their names are spelled S-O-M-M-E-R-V-I-L-L-E. And you can call me for more information if necessary, if you're in voting in the Summit County area, in the Akron, Ohio area. Please support them. Marco Somerville has given over 40 years to the city of Akron, with his sacrificing time from his family and giving to the community and making changes so that women and younger people could have opportunities that they would have never had he not and his wife not sacrificed. Councilman T.J. Dow has sacrificed his life for the city of Cleveland in so many ways that he's been overlooked. And if you need more information on how to support him, you can go through Dolores Gray. I'm sure she will tell you exactly what needs to happen for him to win that election. He's my double homie, Indiana, Ohio, double homie. He's been my friend to me for many, many years. I'm his friend also. Margo Somerville is a pioneer and a warrior, a pastor's wife, a mother, a councilwoman, a council president, a business owner, the Somerville Funeral Home. That's her family funeral home. And she's an awesome woman of God, a woman of purpose, and just a beautiful, sweet personality, as well as a very powerful voice in the city of Akron, meeting the needs of many, many people. She never lifts her stuff up. She's never haughty. She's very humble and very loving and very caring, very open-minded, and takes care of the business for the people of Akron. And I ask that you all would please support them. I am endorsing them. I am standing behind them, beside them. I stand with them on what they're doing, and I ask that you would please give them your support. I ask that you would also remember that yesterday was my birthday, and I had a very wonderful birthday. I got to spend it with University of Common Sense yesterday with Mr. Porter and Mr. McCoy, and the rest of that family of mine. I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. And once again, Ms. Queen B, I'm waiting to hear from you. I still have not heard from what's the interior design people, the people that you announced, the commercial that you made at the beginning of the home improvement. I still have not heard from them. And once again, my phone number is area code 216-548-0820. I cannot work with you and help you if you don't allow me to. I cannot work with any of you until we get on the same page. We're not in competition. We're on the same page, in the same book. Now, let's get in the same chapter, on the same sentence, and in the same word. Let's work together. We have one body and many members. Now, let's pull together, you all. Let's get this together. Let's not talk about it only. Let's be about it, too. Yes, not only practice what we preach, but let's live it all the way. We don't need to practice it. And these are not the end times. These are the words, the times that the Bible spoke of that would exist, but they wouldn't be the end, because the end won't come until the gospel's been preached in every corner of the earth. We got a long way to go, you all, but we've come a long way. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. And once again, please vote for me for the 2024 presidential election. I'm being denied fair coverage because my hair is not straight. My hair is not blonde. I am not male, and I am not gay. So I am being denied fair and equal opportunities in the media, the press, and many other platforms. I am a woman of color, a multiracial American citizen who loves you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed night. Thank you, Mr. Porter, and have a great night.
Peace. You too. Well, we have about 3 more phone callers to get to it, and we will do that. So in between all of that, I will say that number 3 debuting, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music, entertainment, or events, debut at a Palestinian March rally last Saturday. Yeah, hundreds. Number 2 debut in the KISS concert last night. It's called KISS Day in Cleveland by city council people. And number 1 moving up, it makes sense, all Sweetest Day activities. Now let me get on here and do what I'm supposed to do and go to the 216-551. 216-551, how are you?
I'm here. This is Mr. Lefty.
All right. Wait a minute. Talk to me, because I've talked to you, but I heard a little bit on Art McCoy University College of Common Sense radio show yesterday. Tell me about 4 or 5 minutes. Who are you? What happened to you?
My name is Frederick Paul Luckett. I'm 68 years old now. I was convicted in 1979 of 3 rapes, robberies, and kidnaps by 2 black women, 1 white woman. The first woman was 52 years old. The second woman was 27. The white woman, she was 22. I was a hairstylist for Mr. Aaron at Mr. Aaron's hair studio on 9th and between Prospect and Euclid.
Mr. Aaron, that's the legendary
right.
Mr. Aaron Rogers?
No, Mr. Aaron Williams.
Okay, Mr. Aaron Williams. Okay, talk to me about him.
Yeah, he taught me everything he knew from shampooing, styling, curl iron, color, cut. He taught me everything he knew. And he took me under his wing and taught me everything. And
where was that located at?
He was located downtown on 9th Street. Next door to the Forum Cafeteria.
Okay, so now we know it was a legendary place, legendary man, and again, what happened?
Police came in the shop and asked, I was in the mirror, I was getting ready to go out, and he asked the secretary, who am I that was in the mirror? And she told the police who I was. He asked me to come to the desk, he told me to come around the desk. He said he arrested me for 3 rapes, 3 robberies, 3 kidnaps, 2 felony assault, and took me to jail. And Mr. Aaron got me out on bond.
Okay.
And 3 days later, I started going to trial. And I had a public defender because I ain't know nothing about, I ain't having the money to pay for a lawyer. And I didn't know nothing about the law at the time.
Right.
And I got convicted. These women pointed me out. Now, I had a process. I kept my hair done. I was getting my hair done at Tropicana. And these women picked out a guy that had a goatee. I'm 68 years old. I still can't grow no goatee. And they said the man had an afro. I never wore an afro. My hair always been relaxed and waved. So anybody can tell you that know me how I wore my hair. And they say this guy was 5'8" and a half. I'm 5'10". I'm still 5'10".
Okay.
And I got, they pointed me out, and I got convicted. They gave me 32 to 130 years.
Okay.
And the white woman, she said that she got up and hollered at the judge, there's enough time in the United States for what y'all can get in for what he did to me. So the judge said, Miss, what he did to you that he didn't do to the other two. And she said he took my virginity, which she telling everybody that she was a virgin.
Okay.
Which was a lie. Because she had two kids that was born way before this crime happened.
Oh.
And
okay.
I hired an investigator named Brenda Bickerstaff, and I paid her to go interview her, and come to find out she had left her husband and the two kids and went to Florida and sent him divorce papers. But by the time I sent her over there to interview her, he said he'd been waiting for somebody to come to his door.
Huh.
So he ran upstairs and brought her two birth certificates downstairs and said she could never be a virgin because she left me with two kids and she just sent me divorce papers and she in Florida somewhere.
Oh.
So the investigator, Brenda Bickerstaff, she got two copies. She got a copy of both birth certificates, and she had me to give her some money to pay for a recorder and a microphone so she can record every person that she talked to that's in my case. So he gave her her father's phone number and address. So she went to her father and told her father that she looking for his daughter, and she accused my client of taking her virginity. So her father
started
laughing and said she could never be a virgin because she got two grandkids of mine. And hold up, let me call him. So he called her, but he didn't get no answer. So he said, well, give me your business card, and I'm gonna call it because she at work. She gonna call me tonight, soon as she get off. So when she got off, she called her father, and she said, an investigator came on my house saying he supposed they raped you and took your virginity, and that's a lie. He said you got two grandkids of mine, so how can you be a virgin? She said, Daddy, Mr. Luckett never raped me or the two other women that he was accused of. We was all paid to send him to prison. She said, I'm the only one that took my money and left Ohio. She said, that's my past and I'm not coming back. Now she in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and she on a third marriage. So I paid Brenda to go out to fly out to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, but she chose to drive. So when she went out there, the lady and her husband was going on vacation, so she came back and she let me listen to the recording of what her father said. So
they
called me back to court after they pulled up on me and offered me $5 million to drop the case, and I told them, no, I'm not dropping nothing. I say, because when I was in prison, I got stabbed 6 times and I almost lost my life. And a month, 6 days before I got out, I lost my son got killed. And in 2002, my adopted mother died. So I don't have no brothers and sisters. I got one sister that I met because I got excluded by DNA testing. Because of a pen pal that I was writing back and forth to stay in Holland, Michigan, she gave me $10,000, and I paid for two DNA tests. One at one lab, they messed up 50% of the slide, And the other 50% went to the other 50% was FedEx to Cellmark Diagnostic DNA Lab in Germantown, Maryland. And on March 26, 1998, I was excluded by DNA testing, but only one person got a DNA swab, and that was the old lady. And 6 months after March 26, 1998, the old lady passed away. So the only two left is the second black lady and the white lady. The first lady, her name was Louise Martin. The second lady, her name was Pamela Clink Scales. She didn't tell her husband that she was raped or the police until the next day. And the white lady, she never did nothing but reported the rape. But I got excluded by DNA testing on the old lady. So they let me out. They let me out. They made me a sex offender and put me on parole. So the judge called me to the court and asked me why won't I take the deal for $5 million? I told him I'm not taking it.
Okay.
I said, 'cause I deserve more. So he said, well, I'm gonna send you back to prison and give you 5 years to think about it. But 2 weeks before the 5 years was up, he had me pack my stuff at 11 o'clock and had me took me to a Greyhound bus station, but they took me to a rural area bus stop. And the lady told me to get out, get my stuff out of her car. She gave me $75 and ID and told me that they told her to tell me that they effed up and get back to Cleveland the best way I could. And I've been fighting my case ever since. And I had Johnny Cochran as my attorney, but he passed away with all my legal work. And it took me 6 months to get my legal work from his wife.
Okay.
But I haven't had no kind of help ever since. I've been, working on my case myself because I buckled down when I went to prison and learned the law myself. So I had five boxes of legal work. And
okay.
The state of Ohio put me in a CMHA apartment. And these two white guys came in my apartment when I was at the grocery store. And they didn't know that I had buried my legal work in the ground. So I had a 5-month-old puppy. And they because they couldn't find the legal work, they killed my dog and stuffed her in my photography suitcase and locked the door back and left.
You know, since you have evidence, I know I have a couple of calls to come to. I'll come to you all shortly. But right now, because you piqued the interest of even Art McCoy University Radio Show, you piqued the interest of a couple of other people. I think there's a documentary in the works about your story. I just want to let you know I plan on being there and a few other people to follow this all the way through to the end for the simple fact you showed us how strong you were, because you could have accepted a deal and said, hey, I'm just either guilty of something or I'll take whatever you offer me, but you paid again when you refused to do that, and you have the evidence. So before I leave this conversation, if others wish to help or be a part of this, what can they do?
Well, I got a letter from I got a letter from Michael C. McMally, O'Malley, from the Conviction Integrity Unit. And they sent me some questions and told me to answer. And I, you know, by me having these five boxes, and you know, I just had a eye transplant, so I had to take my time to read a lot of this stuff to answer the question. As soon as I get through, I'm gonna send it in. But what I need is an attorney that can handle a high profile case, because my case was in the Plain Dealer, because March 26, 1998, this lady named Julie B. Kempton, when she got my DNA result, she sent a copy of it to the Plain Dealer, and they posted some articles about my case in the Plain Dealer. And I had a few people that was interested in helping me, but they died off. They quit helping me because they was wondering why I wouldn't take the $5 million. And I told them, really, it's not about money. I want the truth, because I'm not a rapist. And I never could do nothing like that. And I was a hard working hairstylist. I earned that position. And I was working downtown. I was living downtown. And the only way I went out to enjoy myself, I went out to pass my business cards out. I had a son that was born in 1979, and he got killed. Somebody on Huff kidnapped him and threw him in that duck pond down there by the East Boulevard Highway in that pond. And left him there. So I don't have no kids. I just found out who my birth mother is, but I don't know where she at, because they say she in New York. I only got one sister by my birth father, and she my half sister, because we ain't got the same mother. And my birth father, I met him. And I met my birth sister the day I came back to court, when I got excluded by DNA testing.
Gotcha.
So I don't have no, because I've been gone 29 years, I don't have no help out here. And I don't trust nobody, because everybody that knew about my case, they thought, you know, well, he's out. He probably got money. The only way I'm gonna talk to him is he paid me. That's why that investigator, she charged me $4,000 and told me she wasn't going to give me my evidence until I pay her. And I don't have, I didn't get paid. So she kept my evidence.
Right.
She got all my evidence to prove clearly that I got, that I'm innocent. Because if that was the case, they would have went all the way to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and brought that lady back and made her get on the stand and tell who paid them, because she told her father all three of the women got paid.
And with that evidence, before I do anything else, I can tell you that I can see why the documentary is being made. That can help entail, we will pray that we will get the right attorney and the truth continues to come out. With that being said, and the evidence, gets released from the private investigator. You called the name out earlier and all of that, so we got to make sure this gets right. So, Brother Lucky, thank you very much for calling this evening.
Yeah, I appreciate
and,
your help, Adam.
Hey, it's far from over, but again, I just want to say I thank you for proving what we always say. When you don't do something, don't cop to it and admit to it. You should be able to fight truth, tooth and nail to prove your truth. And I just want to say I thank you for still fighting. Now you've given me something to fight on your behalf because you're standing up for yourself. That's all I'm going to say.
Right, and I appreciate Ty Barber from I appreciate him to letting you know introducing me to you, and I knew Art McCoy from back in the day. I just never I met him one time. We was all looking for them three girls that was kidnapped over there on the west side.
Yeah,
I was staying in the shelter at the time.
Now, thank you for even being a part of that. That's why we're not going to leave you out there hanging. Brother, continue to enjoy your life and fight on, and we're going to work with you. All right, my brother?
All right. I appreciate you.
No problem, brother. I appreciate you. And for those who don't know, that brother who just got off the phone, who would have thought in the midst of all his problems, he joined a lot of us on the front lines as we were looking for Gina DeJesus, Amanda Berry, Michelle Knight. Who would have thought that at that time, think about it, getting out in a halfway house, something he knows he didn't do, and he was still out there doing his best to work with and help other people. And for those people who thought I was not going to get to him on the phone lines, I see you. I'm getting to you. We're going to start with this one, and then we'll go to the other phone line, 216-237. 216-237.
Blackout Sound, what's going on, brother?
Man, I'm doing well. As a matter of fact, brother, you were out there with mayoral candidate, Councilman Marcus Epps. We got to do something to have that man on the radio program much sooner than later for the city of Euclid, Ohio. Tammy Kennedy, talk to me about what was going on, fam.
Well, you know, the festivities was really nice. People lined up. He was out there promoting himself and, you know, giving out his issues and also giving items to people. It was, you know, it was from 2 to 5, so it was a nice event, and I kept it rocking on the DJ side. Other than that, it was a lot of people happy, so I liked it. I liked it, and every time that's brought to a neighborhood, and you have people giving back, that's a great thing. Period.
Right.
So it was amazing just to see that and how many people lined up and you know, they got their items and they was happy. You just see a lot of smiles, just a lot. And that meant the world to me. So, yeah, I had fun that day. Yep, checking out that great Kennedy. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was getting ready to ask. What's up, man, with all this new music you hitting us with?
Well, like I say, you know, every day a journey, you just keep working on your ability to just keep making music, and that's what I do. I do it to death. I got to put it in categories now and start hitting them with some flavor before it's all over with. But just hearing that last story, though, I just got to say something about that. Like, I can't keep talking and not knowing what I just heard. That was wow. And then the two other females that talked, the first one, wow, that was a great message. And the second call, she was awesome as well. And Black House Sound, I make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
All right. Oh, but I appreciate that phone call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the only thing I can say is the first local artist, the first local artist who this year spoke about what's going on, Palestinian, Israel, Ukraine, Russia. I'm talking to that artist. You're the first one, 2023, who actually made something equating that, you know, there's actual struggle and death across the seas, and a lot of us here in America don't even realize throughout our troubles and struggles that some people are having it worse. Explain to me where that mindset came from to go on and, you know, put out a track like that.
Well, number one, I've been seeing it. I actually look at the news. A lot of people say the news is fake. I don't think nothing fake about that. Them people getting blown up. And I will hate for us in America to just start getting blown up. So, yeah, I'm watching what's happening over there because I will hate for it to happen over here. And on top of that, it's just crazy. Innocent people is dying for nothing. Imagine that.
Right.
We here in America, we going through a lot of stuff like that last individual that talked. Like, just picture that life. Like, oh, my God. Like, that's crazy. But at the same time, them people is just getting blown up, and they ain't doing nothing to nobody. And so when you think about that, you know, I'm a so-called rapper, you know, so I feel like, all right, you know, let me talk about what I'm seeing. You know, I can't truly talk about it because I'm not from them places, but at the same time, I know what I see, and I will hate for that to happen in America, period. I will hate that. September 11th, you know, we forget about that, but that, you know, really happened. It was a tragedy. People died for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And now people in Ukraine and Israel and other places, and you know, you could just name it. You know, they just killing each other, and we killing each other here as well. So when you think about it, I just wanted to show light on, okay, they over there doing that as well. Like, you know, it's called documentation. I just, you know, I'm documenting these moments with my music. So that's why I did the song. It was documentation of what's really going on.
Thank you so much, man. Breaking that down. Enjoy your evening. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
Peace. Man, I can tell you that's a real phone call right there. I have so many different things that I could, like, try to go through just because I do. But as I look through and say, whoa, we have music. And we could do certain things. So when you have that, it makes things very, very easy. Talking about the city of Euclid, why not play this particular track? Just because it talked about something that happened in Euclid as it happened. So we'll be right back after this.
Also make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man. She wants to make it right. She wants to make it right.
Bring it back to terminology.
She wants to make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man.
Different levels
to
society.
She wants to make it right. No, she wants to
wrongs don't make it right.
Bring us back to terminology. Coming up with no passion. Most coaches is acting. Technology distraction. We violated they trapping. I can never let no other human being become my master. Talk like a man. Walk like a man. How many blacks have to die for us folks to understand? I get it, they wanna take us back and segregate boys and men. They say you resisted arrest the boys and blew our poison at. I'm working with the sheriff and we both is voicing it. All life should matter. I ain't talking about all God. They beat you dead. The Photoshop and then the cop is getting off suspended. They should revoke every license, but then they got a job and we remain silent. I'm crazy, they violent. Our cultures are divided. I'm observing the United States and I decided at least I'm happy that people starting to come together. We need a bigger man. Japan don't last forever.
I'm not Biggie. It's not all a dream. A March killing, 2017, in his car asleep, he committed no crime. Taser, dead, he was shot five times. You with PC, what are y'all doing? It's in cold blood, you murdered Luke Stewart. Family cries for justice, mom does too. Black Lives Matter, born in BMA, true. City of Houston, cop still has a job. Pray to God. Creator, make it stop. Now in July, black man gets a beat. UFC, MMA, out in the streets. And brother Richard Hubbard, the third, beaten by a cop he didn't deserve. His girl arrested, begging for his life. Guess he's lucky, huh? He ain't died.
On leave after this video of a violent struggle with the man they arrested today surfaced. Tonight, that video is being reviewed. Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Carlin. The cell phone video shows a police officer repeatedly punching a man. Police told us he was resisting arrest after a traffic stop. News 5's Paul Kiska has been looking into this story all day and is live tonight at the Euclid Police Department. Hi, Paul.
Well, hello, Tracy. Now, after reviewing this violent struggle that was caught on cell phone video, community activists are speaking out tonight.
Oh my God.
This cell phone video shared on social media was recorded at East 228th Street just south of Lakeshore Boulevard this morning. The video starts where 25-year-old Richard Hubbard III from Cleveland is lying on the ground on his back. A Euclid police officer is trying to arrest him. One officer is sitting over him. During the struggle, the officer punches Hubbard's face several times. Then the arresting officer delivers more punches. Hubbard's head is also slammed against the ground. Then the officer gets Hubbard on his stomach while trying to handcuff him. That's when the officer punches him in the back of the head.
How does he feel punching him though?
The woman recording the video can be heard questioning what's going on. Euclid police issued a statement tonight. Police say they stopped Hubbard's car for a traffic violation. Police say Hubbard was ordered out of the car and to face away. According to the statement, Hubbard ignored the order to face away, and as the officer attempted to arrest Hubbard, he became physically resisting. Hubbard was taken into custody. The arresting officer has been placed on paid leave pending further review of this incident. Because this video involves white police officers and a black male, community activists from the NAACP and Black Lives Matter are speaking out tonight.
It seems as they lose all self-control, and that kind of aggression was unnecessary. The young man was already in control, and it's clear that it's an excessive use of force.
The officer had no right to place him in a chokehold, to achieve a mount position and pummel him with punches and to slam his head against the pavement after he was already compliant.
All right, so anyway, what we're looking at right now is just doing our follow-through. One of the things I spoke about at that rally for October 22nd. Long story short, let's get this straight. And I know I'm going to be in trouble because Queen Bee says for me never to, you know, be too dismissive, you know, say certain things on the air. But the truth is the truth. I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm not. Look here. City Council, Cleveland City Council, could have done a lot more, you know, to help. Do things against police brutality. My thing is, Cleveland City Council, they keep telling us they can't do anything. Hold on a second. About the police brutality besides their forms. They can't do certain things. They can't do certain things. Johnny G, you got the nerve to call my personal phone line before this evening, before I release the big video collaboration between myself, Black House Sound, Johnny G, HJS Music, something that Johnny G, the man with the bullhorn, but I'll get to that in just a moment. Anyway, I was getting ready to say. Where was I? Okay, so City Council is telling us what they can't do about police brutality. What they can't do enough of, right? Yesterday, KISS performs. Yeah, the legendary rock group, heavy metal rock group, hard rock. So, City Council gets together. They didn't come to the residence and ask. They got together and proclaimed October 22nd, which is already the National Day of Police Brutality. But they, what they do is they have a special day and call it October 22nd KISS Day. All right? Now, I ain't hate no KISS because I like their gimmick. I think they're an excellent rock metal group. All that. They deserve their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame status. But what it shows is City Council, help me out on my 15-foot step ladder for my soapbox. They full of junk because they could do more. They could get together and say, we want to even the playing field and this, that, and other. Why do we say that? Because they evened out the playing field without us even coming to them, and they put KISS, their own day, got together. It did that. So I just wanted to throw that out there at people while folks were, you know, paying attention. Now, that's a kiss of life, a kiss of death, a kiss of truth. I'm not even sure. Anyway, now Johnny G, legendary on-air DJ, on-air radio personality, he comes through and he decides to deal with Radio 1 because he feels, which he has the right to do so. This is America. They're not giving proper respect to the on-air radio greats like Lynn Tolliver, Bobby Rush, Ralph, Poole, Lady Skill, Kim Sellers, the ones who built them up. So he's been talking about it. Well, we have a video. He made the video, but they call him the man with the bullhorn. So he's been pulling up. He was seen at the Shaw High Reunion, the man with the bullhorn, playing something. What did he grab to help him? It's Radio Nun Black House Remix and the Radio Nun original version, which featured myself, Battle Lax, a.k.a. Push Buttons, Joseph Motley Jr. Then the remix was HGS Music, Joseph Motley Jr., Black House Sound, Mr. Powers. And so that video is hitting out tonight around 10:30 with all the credits due as he talks about Radio Nun, Radio 1, getting out there, 107 Swine, 107.9, giving back to the community instead of just playing the same old songs that's not helping the community, but by at least giving people some sense of history and what's going on in the region. That'll hit out at 10:30. I'll put it on the Facebook page since it's a Facebook video of the YouTube video, which features the music video, both of them, that was filmed by Joseph Motley Jr., Black House Sound. So Johnny G., legendary on-air personality, taking up the cause years later, the man with the bullhorn. Catch you all on the flip side. It's good to be relevant and do what you're supposed to do. Peace. And appreciate everybody. Much love, and thank you for listening. It's much appreciated. And, hey, who would have thought the Cleveland Browns 2023 would turn into the 2023 version of the Cardiac Kids from, what was that, late 70s to the early 80s? Brian Sipe, Sam Rattigliano, y'all remember that. Look up Cardiac Kids, Cardiac with a K. Talk to y'all. Peace.